After developers pulled a revised Heritage Row proposal late last week, Ann Arbor City Council members crafted resolutions to have another Historic District Study Committee and an emergency moratorium on demolition of buildings in the study area. Council, however, voted 7-4 against creating a study committee, saying nothing has changed in the area since they voted against creating an historic district. The moratorium resolution was then pulled from the agenda as well. Mayor John Heefcher says this leaves it up to the developer to decide if he wants to go through with plans to demolish the 7 homes to make way for a pair of apartment buildings.
We ended up supporting the City Place quite some time back because we really didn't have a choice. It was legal, something legally we had to do. And I'm very sorry if those houses go down. There's still time for the developer to reconsider. Council members have been in conversations with him, trying to get him to reconsider. But it may well be coming to an end, something that's been going on for too long.
Council member Mike Anglin says he agrees the fate of the homes are now in the developer's hands, but says council may still consider an historic district in the area.
It's now up to him. He has permission of the present council to move forward. We really don't have any other recourse. This was not intended and not directed solely at him. It's the whole area. And I would think that now what we have is a beautiful painting with a hole punched in it, potentially. And I don't think the present council is going to give up on bringing this back again.
Anglin says the city had been in good dialogue with the developer to bring back a proposal to save the 7 homes and build apartments behind the buildings. He says, however, they may have just waited too long to restart talks about Heritage Row. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.